And now what's Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. City of Villarrica has begun an education and information campaign for City of Villarrica residents and business owners as city officials consider a project that they believe could better help maintain and improve the existing stormwater system and help prevent flooding, prevent property damage, protect streams and drinking water, and promote economic health and the quality of life for residents. In a short video package presented during Tuesday's Mayor and City Council work session, the narrator emphasized that stormwater from rooftops, roadways, and other paved surfaces can hold on to contaminants like yard fertilizer, pet waste, and oils until delivered to a nearby stream or lake.
Many of the city's current stormwater pipes are 20 to 30 years old or older. If they fail, the roads and sidewalks above could also fail. These repairs are costly, but it is much less expensive to take a proactive approach and correct issues before they become problems.
And the city-endorsed presentation stated that the stormwater utility under consideration would collect fees, and the revenue generated would only go to pay for the associated infrastructure improvements.
It's certainly not fair for residents to bear this cost alone. Your rooftops, driveways, and patios don't create as much stormwater as the large rooftops and parking lots of large commercial buildings. Under our current thinking, residents will pay a fixed rate, while businesses would be assessed rates based on the square footage of their rooftops, parking lots, and overall size of their impervious surface.
City residents should expect to see communications regarding the potential project and the costs associated in the coming months. Public input has also been encouraged by city staff. Carrollton city officials say they have a pretty good idea of what will be built on the current green space on the northeast corner of Alabama and North Park Streets, and they are hopeful the project will be complete by sometime in 2027. City Manager David Brooks this week said the city is waiting on documents, including the completion of a memorandum of understanding from attorneys representing Carrollton-based developer Linco Properties before taking the next step. Linco was selected earlier this year to take on the multi-use facility project from a list of finalists who had sent in letters of intent to submit a proposal. The city had purchased the 2.4 acres of land at 105 North Park Street in the fall of 2020. For $1.8 million, three buildings on the property at the time of purchase have since been demolished, including the Handy Mart, Church's Chicken, and the former site of 4 a.m. coffee roasters. Brooks says initial plans include high-end one- and two-bedroom apartments atop of a space designed for eateries and other office space. Parking would be added along with a public pavilion facing the Center for the Arts. Brooks said official renderings have not been approved and plans could change over the next several months due to cost. But if all goes as planned, he said the project could kick off by the end of 2024. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.